Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdy came close to his first Grand Slam crown at Wimbledon as he faced the world's number one Rafael Nadal in Sunday's final. But the Spaniard outclassed the Czech and wrapped up the match in just three sets, spoiling Berdy's hopes of becoming the first Czech since 1973 to win the tournament. Chris Johnstone has the details.
Game, set and match to Rafael Nadal. The world's number one and second seed at Wimbledon beat Tomáš Berdy 6-3, 7-5, 6-4 in Sunday's men's final in 2 hours and 13 minutes. Berdy was unable to repeat his spectacular performances from the previous rounds, when he created upsets beating both the top seed Roger Federer in the quarterfinals and third seed Novak Djokovic in the semis. After the game, Tomáš Berdy told reporters why he thought Rafael Nadal had prevailed.
I think the biggest difference between us was that when he got the chance, he just took it. You know, he gave me one in the second set, one in the third set, and none of them I can, you know, bring it to my side and just made a break. And that just show how strong he is. And I think it was just really about a small difference.
Given his sensational advance through the tournament, many Czech experts favoured Berdy for the final as well. But the Spaniard showed little mercy with the upcoming Czech star and controlled the game from the start. He first broke Berdy's serves in the seventh game and took the first set in just 34 minutes. In the first game of the second set, the 24-year-old Czech had three break points, but Nadal saved them all, and Berdy never found the strength to offer serious resistance, losing 5-7. The third set was similar. Nadal, playing a waiting game, converting the first match point against Berdy's serve at 5-4. Unable to repeat his performance from earlier stages of the tournament, Tomáš Berdy said he still had a lot to learn and room to improve.
Right now, of course, I'm disappointing. You know, it was my first final, and it could go, you know, better than this. But still, you know, it was a lot of experience for me, and I hope if I can, you know, work with those experience like I did from experience of reaching semifinals in Paris, and then when I get to the semis again, just go through. So if I can do it same with the final, that would be great.
After Wimbledon, Tomáš Berdy moved up 5 notches to become the world number 8 in the ATP rankings. But his fans will have to wait until early August to see him back in action again at an ATP tour event in Washington. Citing muscle injury, the best Czech tennis player will not be joining the Czech team for Davis Cup quarterfinals against Chile over the weekend.
My thanks to Chris Johnstone for that.